Hey everyone, it's Seth, one of the creators of Mission to Zix.
And Allie, another one of the creators of Mission to Zix.
And we are here because it is the Max Fun Block Party, which is an event across this wonderful podcast network with the aim of connecting new listeners with shows that they will love. This week, all the Max Fun shows are publishing special episodes aimed at new people.
If you're one of those new people, welcome! Mission to Zix is an improvised sci-fi sitcom following a misfit crew that includes a sentient spaceship, used to be a famous actor,
a super dumb clone trooper,
a know-it-all protocol droid,
there's a naive farm boy who could maybe be the savior of the galaxy.
Maybe. I play Dar, a 12-foot-tall, muscle-bound, and horny security officer.
And I play Nermit, who's a 19-inch-tall lizard bird who manages the team very capably. He's kind of striving, let's be honest.
Yeah, no. He's good. He's good. He does his job well, yes.
Yeah. Our episodes are typically recorded in studio and lovingly edited and meticulously sound designed so they sound like a movie. But what you're about to hear is actually our most recent live performance. Fully improvised with live voice filters and sound effects featuring beloved guest comedian Jordan Carlos.
And the thing about our live shows is that sometimes people convince friends who've never even heard of Mission to Zix to accompany them.
It's true.
So we designed the live shows to be accessible to newbies and fans alike. That's why we chose it for the block party.
Right.
An elegant choice, really.
I know. I think we did a great thing, really, for the community. It's like a, you're welcome is what we're trying to.
Let's take a moment to pat ourselves on the back here.
Yeah. You've never heard the show yet, but I'm sure you're already thanking us.
I'm sure you're getting the right impression.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally. So if you're new and you like it, you could check out our whole archive. If you are already a fan, we encourage you to share this episode because, as you may or may not know, Maximum Fun is a collection of listener-supported, creator-owned shows, and one of the best ways to lend support is simply by spreading the word to your friends.
Yeah.
And if you're someone who likes tangible instructions, how about share it with, the five people you know who are most likely to hear from you and say, never heard of that, but sure, I'll give it a shot. Tag us. We're at Mission to Zix. Tag your friends. We will reply and thank you.
But most importantly, we hope you enjoy this episode and the block party, which has a lot of super fun things that you will want to get involved in and check out.
There's trivia, there are live streams, there's limited edition merch, they're adding more stuff all the time.
Find out more at MaximumFun.org/blockparty. They may even add a virtual bouncy house. We'll see.
We'll see. That's MaximumFun.org/blockparty. All right, enjoy the episode. We hope you become a big fan. Or stay a fan. And don't stop being a fan because of it.
Enjoy!
Hi, everybody! How's it going? Welcome! Thank you so much for being here at the Bell House. Our first show in so long. We're so stoked! Just by a round of applause, is there anyone here who has never listened to the podcast Mission to Zix? Wow. Seriously? That many people? Are we? Okay, two episodes? That's all you need. There's no real continuity or anything, so you're fine. Well, Mission to Zix is a long-form improvised podcast following a group of misfits as they traverse the galaxy in search of bringing peace and prosperity to, the cosmos. That pretty much sums it up, right? You don't really need to know anything else. Cool. If there's anything that you don't follow, feel free to interrupt us. We'll pull over. We'll explain everything. I just want to introduce our intrepid crew. Give a big hand of applause to our sound rod, Shane O'Connell. Let's welcome out our cast. First, we have the intrepid protocol and diplomatic relations droid, C-53, Jeremy Beth. We have the enormous security guard turned captain turned security guard again, who, when we explain the show to our guests, she refers to the character as Horny Chewbacca. It's Dar Ali Kokas! You might know him as Junior Missions Operations Manager Norman Bundle. You might also know him as Temporary Emissarial Negotiations Missions Operations Emergency Negotiations, negotiations Missions Operations Manager Norman Bundle. You might also know him as Berman Nundle. Seth Lynn! Next, we have Ship of the Stars, Ship of the Stairs, Hollywood starlet turned director, the Bargerian Jane Mujazzo Vigano! And next, we have my wife's favorite cast member. You might know him as Bino, you might know him as AJ2884. You might know him as the Hand of the Governor of Milsh. You might know him as hundreds of other characters of the galaxy. It's A.J. Winston-Noll! You might know him as Intellius Quint Quinn, also the space pimp of the Zinc District, IQQ Jordan Carlin!
Shit. Here we go.
We are actually going to present now to you a lost episode from season 4. Let's say that this episode takes place somewhere between episodes 405 and 415.
Keep
for those of you keeping
loose.
Track at home.
Yeah.
Let's get started.
It is a time of chaos. Without a ruler, the galaxy is paralyzed by lawlessness, unrest, and of course, the colossal All Wheat. Which looks like if the sun were goth. Now, Captain Dar and their intrepid crew must survive the looming threats, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zinx.
I'm the captain, and nothing will ever change that. I am the captain. I'll be the captain forever.
I am the captain, and I'll always be successful. I am the captain, and I'll always be successful.
I am Plek, and I have a plan. I'm pretty sure it's gonna work out.
H.A., that's when you come in. You missed your mark.
Yeah, DJ, you gotta get in the circle.
Oh, I hate these games.
No, they're fun.
These are like stupid improv games. I hate this shit.
No. AJ, relax. All we're doing is just sort of recapping what's going on.
Okay. I am AJ. I don't really change. I don't experience growth, and I'm pretty much the same.
Hey, arrived. Good job.
That was good.
That worked out.
All right, C-53, you're next.
Yeah, get in here, you loader droid.
The circle is very tight, so if we could expand...
Fine.
I'm okay. Sorry.
Fine.
No, it's fine.
Gosh, what a cumbersome, uncomfortable frame. I doubt I'll ever be in anything as unlikable as this loader droid frame.
But to music.
Oh, right. I am C-53, and I'm not crazy about this loader droid frame. Was that too jazzy?
It's catchy, yeah.
It was good. It was really nice.
I liked what you did with your forklift arms, where you kind of waved them a little like that. Yeah. That was nice.
Like this?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How many more of these team-building exercises do we have to do, Captain Dark?
Well, Norman said we've got to get through another 5, right?
Yeah. 5?
Yeah.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, we all have to clap all together.
What?
At the same time.
Yeah, right. But we can't count. You just have to feel it. It's an impulse, you know?
Okay.
Ah, no, I jucked at it.
Clap.
Clap.
Okay, if I keep clapping, somebody join in.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah. Yeah, I think that's not really in the spirit.
I know another game.
Okay.
Everyone tell me your deepest, darkest secret.
Which strike team mission do you want me to talk about this time?
AJ, no, actually, I don't want to know any of that.
Let's go back to clapping.
I never said I was a role model.
Oh. Captain Dar, I'm getting an incoming transmission from whatever our missions operations manager, Urban Bundeloy, is being referred to as.
Is this part of the game? What's happening?
Oh, that beef between you and Nermit still exists.
Yeah,
I see.
You know, there were some words exchanged, and I'd rather not give his full title right now.
We should probably pick up this call.
Yeah, we should.
Hey, Nermit, what's up?
What was the delay?
We had to clap at the same time. It took a little while.
Okay. Makes sense to me, a lover of team building.
Yeah, yeah, you should be here. Hey, do you want to sing a song about your status quo right now?
Oh, sure.
Wow, he's really going for it.
Yeah. Let me just...
You don't have to use the keyboard, Nermit. You don't have to.
Okay. They still haven't caught me for killing that guy that everybody loved who makes all the cookies.
Dale...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Nightmares every night. Nightmares every night. Nightmares every night.
Wow. I mean, technically, that's two team buildings at once because he sang and shared a deep, dark secret.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Good job, Barkin.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, guys, guess what I called about? It's a mission.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Cool.
Remember how we went back to the Zenk District and we were chased away by IQQ, who you guys re-sexified?
No.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate? I'm mind wiped.
I believe he had reformed his entire planet, but then the sex gun, which was lodged inside Dar, was given to him. He shot at you guys a lot as you're leaving, and you barely lived.
Yeah, I don't expect to ever hear from him ever again.
Yeah,
we're going back.
Hold on, we're going what?
Yeah, Nermit, you've got to be kidding. There's no way IQQ wants to see us again. We got chased off the planet.
This embossed invitation might say otherwise.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, an invitation? To what?
Yeah. It's an invitation to a dinner party.
Margie can read from far away. Yeah, Margie, read it aloud.
Dearest crew of Mission
to Zenk.
That's not what we're called.
Interesting.
What's a mission to Zenk? Yeah, it's a mission in Zenk, if anything.
Yeah, that's a
mission.
Dearest
crew of Mission to Zenk, which is located in the Zenk District under the guidance of Sisu Gundu.
Zenk District? It's a Zenk Squadron.
I don't know why
IQQ would write that. It just doesn't make any sense.
You go to a cut-rate print shop, and they're gonna...
Oh, sure, they switched the P's and Q's, right?
Yeah,
sometimes.
Hold on. I have an amazing power in which I can stream in the voice of the person who wrote the letter.
Oh, really? Oh. Cool.
Wow, I really hope we get to see this over and over again in the rest of our adventures.
Why don't we hear it according to the way it was written?
Yeah, you should do this every time we get a message.
Well, I want all of the Mission to Zenk, folks.
Again, why is...
Very
to
weird
come
way to
the Zenk District, not Quadrant. It's a common mistake. But lately we've done changed the name, but the game remains the same. Bring something nice for dinner.
Hold on, we're getting invited to dinner, but we have to provide dinner?
That's your problem with this invitation.
Postscript. Just don't come empty-handed.
Okay. All right. Oh, boy. I don't think I've ever seen such a formal invitation to a potluck before.
Yeah, Nermit, why do you think IQQ is even inviting us to this?
Yeah, we can't go to this.
Yeah, Sisu's running against him for galactic leader.
Well, Sisu got the invitation, and she's busy, so she RSVP'd no, and it just sort of kicks...
Hi, crew.
Oh,
I heard my
Sisu.
Name.
Sisu.
I'm sorry, I just heard my name. I just wanted to chime in. Yes, I'm very busy, but I trust you all to continue the Sisu name in a way that's... tasteful,
respectful.
Exactly. Thank you.
beautiful.
I'm so sorry, Nermit. I
sweet smelling.
Thank you.
AJ,
thank you.
Relax.
AJ. Dignified yet approachable.
Okay, all right.
AJ. We got it. It came through.
Sisu, listen, you got to understand, the last time we saw IQQ, he tried to murder all of us.
Uh-huh.
The only reason we didn't die was because Dar is capable of handling so much sexual energy.
Yeah.
They shielded all of us from that attack.
Great. Just don't embarrass me and have so much fun, okay? I'm so busy. I would go if I could. Okay, bye-bye.
No.
Busy and beautiful. Busy and beautiful.
Okay. All right.
She hung up?
Yeah, I have my formal armor on. It's just your regular armor with, like, gold piping on the edges.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good.
It does. Yeah.
It's formal.
Guys, you know, I know we're about to walk into a pretty loaded situation, so I just I just want you to know, I've got my wood saber. I will defend... I'll defend you if I need to.
Yeah, stop swinging around.
No one needs to see that.
Are you ready to hatch to hatch with B-I-Q-Q space catamaran?
Yes!
All right. Bargy, let's open the hatch. Listen, everybody, I got your backs. We're going to be all right. Let's just play it cool and, you know, maybe...
Pluck, I am a protocol and diplomatic relations, right? A formal state dinner? There is nothing that I am better suited... Oh, my gosh, I dropped the casserole.
Oh, no! No!
I don't have fine...
That was the one...
That was on your arms, and you just sort of, like... Somehow they went down.
Okay, scoop.
It
scoop
didn't detect
back into
the load.
Scoop.
Secret degree. You
casserole
are a loader.
Your casserole in the hat.
Oh no!
It's still good. It's Garfon casserole. It's still good.
C53. Even if you're not in the best protocol frame, carrying something should be your whole thing.
These forklift arms didn't detect the load. The casserole was too light to register.
Hello there, I am a sex robot. I would like to take you to IQQ's having the dinner party.
Oh, wow.
Well, hello.
Hi, what's the vibe in there? Like,
yeah, good question, Captain Dar. That's a captain material right there.
As a sex robot, I'm pretty limited in the vibes that I know. I would say it's pretty moist.
Wait.
Is that a vibe?
Your only ability to gauge the vibe is a spectrum of moistness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that them?
Oh, yes.
Enter, please, enter me. My ship. My ship.
Okay.
Uh-huh. My beautiful catamaran.
Wow.
It's very nice. Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm speaking to you generally, but I'm looking at you each in the eye very sexually.
I am registering that.
Yes. Is that a casserole?
Yes, it was.
It's a Garfon casserole, yes.
It's a deconstructed casserole.
Hastily reconstructed.
Yeah.
Can I say something now?
Yes.
I love a deconstructed, hysteric, reconstructed casserole. I would stick my, you know,
sure,
all up in it.
Okay.
Honestly, that might be the best use for it right now.
Yeah.
Sure.
But we should eat it. We should eat it. We should eat it.
Yeah, does he want to eat the casserole or chuck the casserole?
I want to eat it. I want to pleasure it.
Okay.
Pleasure the casserole?
Is that all y'all brought? No dessert? That's all right. We got plenty to lick on and suck on. Shit.
All right.
Okay. What?
You know, listen, IQQ, I just want to say on behalf of the whole crew, you know, I know things sort of ended badly the last time we interacted.
Remember how you wanted to kill us?
Let's not bicker and argue about that. You know what I mean? Okay. It's like that's we were kids then. You know?
What? Yeah, it was like two weeks ago.
Yeah, like two months ago.
Kids, right? Is the humidity at a level that's good for all of y'all?
Yeah, it's pretty moist in here, I guess.
I can put it higher.
95%.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to make it a rain forest. but please, have a seat. Have a seat around the table. Have a seat, please.
This is fun. It's cushions on the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, not formal, because some of us wore, you know, formal armor and feel a little dumb and overdressed, but let's sit on these cushions.
They didn't tell you the vibe? They didn't tell you the vibe before you came?
Well, now I know the vibe.
The only guy was moist.
Very moist.
Very moist, I'm sorry.
IQQ has sat you down in a way that he views you.
Okay, so I'm actually over in the corner of the room and not even at the table.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. That corner is dry.
Oh, it's amazing that it's this damp where I am.
Yeah, very dry over here. You know what, I'm fine with it. That's cool. That's fine.
Dar, why don't you pull up right next to me in the power position?
Oh, okay. Scared but excited. Okay.
And everybody else, you know, just find a place.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Gargus is in next to you. I have to sit in the corner. Everybody else just does what they want?
Don't ruin this for me.
Okay, sorry.
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, normally at a formal occasion, there are table settings, but, yeah, great. Let's just all grab a seat like animals.
AJ, calm down.
AJ? That's never going to be appropriate at this time.
My bad.
Also, as you can tell, IQQ has only invited you as a guest, except for one other person. Hi, I'm Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Carol. How do you know IQQ?
Oh, we went to college together.
We did. We went to Brown University.
Yeah. It's
a very good school.
Wow.
Sometimes it's embarrassing if we're in an intergalactic station. We're like, we see other people that went to Brown. We say, oh, a lot of brown people in here. And it's needle scratch. And people think, is that racial? And we're like, no.
Wow.
But no secrets between me and Carol.
No, he knows everything about me.
Wow. Well, thanks for being here, cool. I guess. IQQ, you're not involved. But you have a wife and kids, right?
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am not limited by such boundaries. I am different. I am different, like I said.
This is why you're in the dry corner.
Yeah, sorry.
Look at you all in the dry corner.
So let me get this straight.
Yes.
We have formal embossed invitations. One for us, one for Carol.
That's me!
And that's it?
Well, I just wanted to break bread. And break, you know, space bread.
Carol, did you bring the space bread to the potluck?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But would you like to know what's on menu?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Sure.
Only strong aphrodisiacs.
Okay!
Wow.
Ersters.
Oh.
Yes.
Ersters.
From the Nimbus Quadrant. The sexiest quadrant to get Ersters from.
They're chocolate
Ersters.
Wow.
The chocolate Ersters.
That potent.
Very strong flavor.
Yeah, very strong. And then also chilled out, just chilled sex pills. Kind of made that into a nice puree for y'all, and I hope you enjoy that.
So that's the soup, chopped up sex pills?
Chilled pill soup.
In the Zinc District, that is a delicacy.
Oh, wow. Okay, what vibe would we say this is?
This is a band called Moist.
The band is Moist.
It's still really dry over here. Are you guys hearing music? Because I can't hear anything.
You mean like a cone of silence?
Yeah, I can't hear any music. You guys are all vibing.
IQQ, we're just going to check out Plex Dry Corner for just 1 second. You stay over here on the pillows. Okay.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, what is going on? Why is there no formal settings?
AJ, you gotta let that go, buddy.
Just little placards. That's all I'm asking for, so we all know where we sit.
Or a
chart where it's like, okay, I'm at table 7, but there are not multiple people. There's just Carol. How is this a formal dinner party?
AJ, we only have a limited time for this aside. I thought he wanted to kill us.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems that maybe he wants something from us.
Yeah, maybe he wants to make some sort of political alliance or...
I don't get it.
Or physical alliance.
I think it's a physical alliance. Yeah.
Are the Ersters the first step and then it's the soup? Like, what is the...
Why does it matter?
What could possibly be the difference?
What's the difference?
It is a difference. If I'm having a chocolate Erster and then I have a sex pill soup, that's going to ruin my palate.
But if you do it the other way...
Well, the other way, I'm already pilled up, so
it doesn't matter
what happens.
Yeah, but you're in a chilled soup. You're essentially freezing your taste buds, and then you're going to eat something? Okay. You'll taste it all?
That's what I don't know.
Wait, we will figure this out, but I think... One of us needs to corner Carol. She says she knows everything about IQQ.
Oh, good idea, yeah.
Well, if anybody's going to corner it, it should be the guy in the corner.
I would agree with this.
Yeah, good point. Okay, I'll work on Carol. You guys distract IQQ.
These chocolate oysters, I'm going to eat them
sales. I can handle that.
We're doing that first. Okay.
Whatever, this...
That's cool.
I eat family style, you know what I'm saying? I hear...
How does your family eat chocolate oysters?
Come and I will show you how the ways.
Okay, we'll go. Hey, Carol.
Yeah?
It's pretty dry over there. Do you want to see how dry it is over there?
Oh, sure. I love different sorts of weather.
Hi, Carol. Hey.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol. Wow. So you went to, Brown University?
I went to Brown University, and
so
now...
Is the whole planet a dirt or a dust planet?
Be careful! What do you say?
I mean, the geography of the planet.
Uh-huh.
Is it brown?
Well, it was very nice to meet you.
Carol's already coming back from the dry corner.
What did Mark do?
These are great, right?
Yeah, these are good.
Have another. Have a sister, have a brother. Do it.
I kick you. I must apologize. You know, as a dryad, I can't eat oysters, so...
Okay.
I will respectfully...
Okay, okay. This is like when you invite a vegan to a party. All right.
Okay, well, it's not... Is that a choice?
No, it's okay. I mean, what can you eat?
Well, do you have any power?
Oh, we got power. Oh. We got power. Why don't you just go up to the main deck, all right, and take in the galactic winds. And
galactic wind powered
okay. Catamaran.
Wind power.
Suck those in.
Okay. I'll just be over here.
Just slake your thirst from the galactic winds.
Whoa, that's a lot of wind power.
Yeah.
It's very salty. It's really...
Anybody else got any food allergies I should be aware of at this point?
So, what are these flats and shoots?
I'm so glad you asked.
Wow!
In fact, stand back just a little tap.
Okay. Wow! Now, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Moisture level increase.
Yeah. That was bound to happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have something similar going on, too.
Oh, just removing your top. Okay, yeah.
I just like to make him jingle jangle.
Okay. I guess, yeah, that could be like...
I have 700 nipples.
And they are all... incredibly erect right now.
Is Carol boring you with her story of having 700 nipples again?
I tell that to everyone. IQQ, I believe it's time for me to introduce everybody, yes? Your Jep talk.
What?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I thought it
this
is time.
I thought this was a dinner party.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of things.
But now there's a screen coming down from the ceiling.
Yeah, okay.
I am IQQ's hype woman. I'm here if you need me, okay?
Yes.
700 nipples.
Welcome to my... Welcome once again to my Jed Talk. I cannot look at my notes, and I only have 12 minutes to connect with you.
12 minutes.
Thank you, Jed. Only 12?
You well, probably 2.5. Now, the point is this. Why I've invited you in here today is to the fact that I want to change the world. I want to upend the way we think about energy. I want to disrupt disruption.
I'm interested.
Yeah, okay, so...
Now you're on board.
You get a lot of power from galactic winds. Yes?
Yeah, it's pretty salty that I actually got to unplug it. It's really starting to clog my ports here.
Absolutely. Something that I have worked abundantly in is sex work.
Uh-huh. Right? Wait, what?
You have all been a part of this, part of my story. You know, like, at first I had a wonderful bordello going on, and you disrupted that. And then absolutely had a wonderful society that was built. You disrupted that. And that was built on former sex workers. But then I thought, what am I doing? What about the power of sex work? So what I thought was we could... capture that energy from a John or a sex worker within the coitus and capture that and then power cities with it.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, power cities with it.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. IQQ, you're talking about capturing the heat from... I don't understand.
The heat... The passion.
Okay.
Oh, perhaps the moisture.
As you see, this whole ship is an experiment. Everything around you is powered by sex.
Would you like some cappuccino?
Oh, Rod, no.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Good. Good.
The salt in that wind was from bodies of sex stewards.
Yeah.
So this wasn't galactic wind powered, all this was sex work power.
Yeah.
I gotta discharge my battery or something. This feels really weird.
Once it's revealed it's sex work power, it's immediately gross to you. You cringe.
Hey, whoa, okay. If there's a prude on this crew, it's Plaque, alright?
That's you in the corner.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Plaque? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's you in the spotlight.
I must introduce our next speaker here, the Tellurian Dehumidifier.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hot under this spotlight, but it's a dry heat.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's powered by butt stuff.
Oh.
Okay.
Not sure how that connects.
Yes.
Maybe I don't get it.
Yeah, we'll explain later. But
yeah.
Kind of a side note here, but the chilled pill soup is excellent.
Really?
Thank you. Consommé all the way.
Did you say consommé or consummate? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Get a drink at the bar and tip a lot. Thank you.
Dude, great work in the first half, Alden.
Thank you.
Yeah. As usual, I'm completely unable to tell if Plex's awkwardness and naivete is the result of commitment to your character or if that is just you. Mm-hmm. And we built the show around that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Seth. I liked your funny line about bureaucracy.
That's Nermit's thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a game in a comedy way, but it's definitely an interest.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm going to totally try to call back the bureaucracy thing in the second half.
I meant to ask you, actually, Seth, where did you get those rad shoes?
Oh, you mean these CB's Hawthorne slip-on perforated terracotta suede shoes that I'm wearing right now at this October 3rd Bell House show?
Yes.
Unaware that they would be featured in an ad read?
Yes. Yes, the shoes you're wearing, and this could be proved by looking at any picture we've posted on social media.
Yeah.
About the show.
Well, I'm glad you asked because I got them at Stitch Fix.
Oh, Stitch Fix.
Yes.
The oft-recurring and much-appreciated sponsor of Mission to Zix.
That's the one.
Yeah, wow. Well, listen, Seth, you'll never believe this, but I myself, at this very show, again, provable by looking at pictures of the show, and I'm honestly a little embarrassed to realize this, am wearing a wardrobe entirely comprised of items I got on Stitch Fix without realizing it. This Bixby Nomad floral print shirt.
Zaggy boy.
Yes. These Mavi straight fit jeans.
Nice.
And these sweet red Bixby Nomad vulcanized sneakers.
Wow. That's dedication.
Yeah. I mean, Stitch Fix knows my style so well, it won't be until a couple weeks from now that I sit down to write a Stitch Fix ad and realize that I wore a completely Stitch Fix outfit tonight because I genuinely like the way it fits and looks.
Oh, man. I bet that ad is going to be cool. But, you know, do you know that Stitch Fix has a new service that even you may not have tried yet?
Really? A new service? I am suddenly skeptical despite all of the evidence and all of the goodwill they've built up so far. You need to explain
it to me. You think I might be lying. I'm not. It's called Stitch Fix Freestyle. Oh. A shop built just for you.
Wait. For me?
Well, yours is for you. So it's built for any individual is theirs, but yours is for you. Yeah.
Yes.
So yes.
Okay. Great.
Stitch Fix.
The royal you.
Yeah, is that the... I don't think that's the royal you.
You know what I mean.
It's the... Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess I do, but I know that's
everyone.
Not what... I know what you mean, and I know that's not it.
Right.
So yes. But anyway, Stitch Fix Freestyle is your trusted style destination, where you can discover and instantly buy curated items based on your style, Alden, your likes, and your lifestyle.
Style, likes, lifestyle. Zaggy, comfy, and work-from-home podcaster dad, respectively.
Awesome. I know what respectively means.
Great.
So I'm
going to
nod
too.
At that.
Yeah.
And Alden, whether you're looking for a brand you already love or to try a new one, at Stitch Fix Freestyle, you can shop hundreds of brands personalized to your size and fit. You is yours. Anyone else is theirs. You do not have to wait for your monthly fix anymore, respectively.
I don't know about that.
I think I nailed it. I mean, it's at least as accurate as the royal you.
Okay, sure. Fair enough. All right. Real question, though. How can I get in on this?
Glad you asked. Try Stitch Fix Freestyle today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/Zix.
Wow. Thanks, Seth. Even though, honestly, that URL seems aimed more at someone overhearing this conversation than aimed at me, someone who already uses and loves Stitch Fix more even than I thought.
Yeah. Oh, URL, do you mean... Oh, stitchfix.com/Zix.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's the one. Should we actually debrief with the rest of the cast about the first part of the show? Because I feel like that's going to maybe come in handy if we kind of...
That's a good idea, but you know what might be a better idea? Let's talk about Stitch Fix a little more.
Great. Cool.
So those shoes...
Yeah, I'm in.
The shoes...
Yep, they're red. Yep.
You know, I'm talking about mine.
Oh,
yours are red.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Your shoes are great,
sure.
But mine, you have a lot of nice shoes.
Perforated.
These are my only nice shoes.
Okay. So, all right. So it's not that much of a coincidence you were wearing them.
If I leave the house, I will have these on right now.
What an endorsement.
They are my... No, well, that is... I don't know.
So you're the fix in Stitch Fix is...
Was that I didn't have shoes. It's fixing that problem.
Who's fixing your shoelessness?
Wow, Dariel. It's so nice to be at a live Mission to Zix show.
Yeah, Mark. It's great to see everyone in person, particularly Alden, with his very cool shirt, pants, and shoes.
Seth has nice shoes, too, but the rest of his outfit? Woof.
You know, if this were a non-live episode of the show, there would probably be an ad playing right now.
Oh, yeah. Performed by two lesser-known characters who were in the middle of some other activity and decided to discuss a very specific brand for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, hey, Broglox, put down that laser wrench and come listen to this sexy audio story from Dipsy.
Totally. You mean the audio app full of short stories designed to turn you on?
Right. And they'd have some plot shoehorned in, like, they release new content every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turned you on. Just like we're turning on this temporal branching locator to find a timeline where Beano is still alive.
Well, if you can't find him and you need to wind down, Dipsy also has wellness sessions, sensual bedtime stories, and soundscapes to help you relax
before you drift off.
Exactly.
We should be writing these ads.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, did you know that for listeners of Mission to Zix, Dipsy is offering a free 30-day trial when you go to dipsystories.com/ZYXX?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
Either way, it's true. 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/ZYXX.
They say that every time, and it still blows me away.
dipsystories.com/Zix.
Shh, they're coming back out.
And that's my other son, Gerald. And that's my daughter, Suzette. And that's my 699th nipple.
Wow. What a great dinner party. We've gone through the entire family tree of the other person here.
IQQ, you know, I just want to say what a great dinner party it's been. Can I actually use the restroom real quick?
I don't know. Can
sorry.
You? Do you not know how to use the restroom?
No, you're right. You're right.
You know, you shot me out into space.
Okay.
And, you know, I give you a hard time.
Sure.
And, you know, no, you find it down in the galley. It's fine.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
Great. Great.
Just unzip your pants, please.
No, I know how to use the rest. Thank you.
All right.
Sisu. Sisu. Nermit. Somebody, pick up.
Hello.
Nermit.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm trying to clap as the same time as myself.
No, what?
I don't have a team. So I'm trying to...
No,
you know.
That's so sad, but I have bigger things to talk about.
Okay.
I need you to get Sisu something. I don't understand what's happening here on IQQ's ship. Can you get Sisu?
Like, I think if I clap twice, it's two claps. I don't know if that's...
Think about it this way, Nerman. If you clap, your left hand's clapping, your right hand's clapping. That's two claps. That's one clap at the same time. You're doing it fine.
I think you're patronizing me.
No. All right, fine. Let's go. Ready?
Yep. No.
There's got to be a lag.
It's my lunch break.
Okay. Can you please get Sisu?
Sisu!
Yes, hi. Hello, Nermit. Now, Nermit, did you get the spreadsheet that I needed?
Yes, I did.
Fantastic.
This is important!
Did you hear the word spreadsheet? This is important, too.
Now, are the numbers at the end equal to the numbers in the beginning?
They are so close.
Fantastic. Can you double it and send me a new report?
Sure.
Sisu, no, do what? No. Okay, fine. Bargie, come in, Bargie.
Everything's gonna be great for me. I'm gonna be successful. Everything's gonna be fine. There's never gonna be any moment of doubt in my life. Everything's gonna be
Bargie.
Great. I'm all by myself. There's
Bargie.
Nobody there. Just being myself. I'm having a good time. Just be myself. Bargie's gonna have a great year.
Bargie, it's Plek.
What?
Bargie, it's Plek. I
Where are you? You're not inside of me. I don't understand.
What?
What?
You okay in there? Did you fall in?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
What is that? You? Where are you?
Yeah. Who are you talking to in there?
Just, I'll be honest and say everything's going great.
What do you mean it's going great in the bathroom?
Sorry, I should have oversold it. Everything's totally normal.
Okay.
What?
Yes, what? Pargy?
You called me. What?
No. Pargy, listen. I don't know what's going on, but this is the weirdest dinner party I've ever been to. Please find us.
Oh,
on
you need advice. Pargy's advice for being good at a dinner party. All right, you ready? Get some notes out.
What?
All right. Number one, show a little.
Show a little what?
You know what I mean.
I don't. I have no idea.
Number two, just drink a little more than you usually do.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Pargy. I'll put that to good use. Can you please just find us on your radar? Send our coordinates to Sisu. Something's going on. We need to figure out what it is.
Hold on. I got another call. I'll talk to you later.
There you are.
Ah.
It's kind of cramped down here. But I want to show you something.
Me?
Yes, you.
Should we get everybody else in here?
No. Just
okay.
You.
Okay, sure.
Come yep. To my private quarters.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. What do you think? All set and everything.
This is your,
This is my private quarters.
Your private quarters, yeah.
This is my private quarters.
Great.
This is my quarters
that
are private.
I don't, The bed's totally round. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. It's circles within circles, like a Jasper John's nightmare of sex. Now then. Now you do know.
I guess I do, yeah. All right, great.
I want to show you something that I keep under glass.
Oh, okay.
Bleep, bloop, blah, bloop, bleep, bloop, blah.
That's pretty cool that you programmed the buttons to make the sound of you saying beep, boop, boop.
Yes, I have. But look at this.
It's
my
sex gun.
Remember this?
Yeah, I do. How could I forget?
I keep it at the foot of my bed. Do you wonder why? Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
It's a rhetorical question. I'm going to tell you
yes,
why.
Yes, okay, tell me. Yes.
To show that I don't need it anymore. Yes.
Okay, that's at the foot of your bed.
At the foot of my bed. I don't need it anymore. But, you know, I keep it there because it's a part of me, but it's no longer controlling me.
Uh-huh.
And do you feel a sense of security now? That's not at all false.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I do. You know what, IQQ? I gotta say, a good relationship, sexual or otherwise, is built on trust. And
it is built on trust.
I just want you to know that I, Sugarcane, trust you, IQQ.
Hey, I think I just got poisoned.
What?
What's going on up there?
My suit is giving me some toxicity warning.
Oh, let's all go back up to the dinner table,
AJ,
as it were.
AJ,
there could be certain.
It started going off after I ate the oysters.
Yeah, the chocolate oysters. Did everybody have the chocolate oysters and the consomme?
Well, no. As I said, I'm a droid, so I can't eat either of those things. I have been taking in. You know, I'm rising to the challenge here, and I'm taking in a lot of this sexual energy that you said you're investing in, and I'm really sweaty, and I could use a glass of water, to be honest, and my lower back is very cramped, and I don't know if that's a side effect of the power, but I feel good, but I feel crazy right now.
The droid has been requesting cigarillos. So many cigarillos.
That would be great. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would really cap this off. Great.
Please have as many as you like. And by the way, there are only effects, no side effects.
Okay, well, normal power does not have this many effects, I guess is what I'm saying.
QQ, it's me, Carol. Yes. I just wanted to ask you one dessert.
Oh, good question. Time to go to the dessert ship for dessert.
There's a dessert ship?
We can't possibly eat dessert on my catamaran.
Oh, yeah. No, a classic dinner party thing of going to a second location.
I see nothing wrong with a second location.
Yeah, and let's just continue to talk about how you've been poisoned while we head on over
there. Yeah, hold on a second.
My arms are...
What did you do to AJ?
What did I do? He's the one who ate the sex pill puree. It's for everybody.
I ate both courses because that is polite. I don't understand.
AJ, let it go.
Everything?
No.
You eat what's put in front of you. That is what you do at a dinner party, and you don't go to a... I'm going numb.
AJ!
Before you exit me, you should know the name of me, your sentient ship. I am Jasper Johns. Have fun on the other dessert ship.
Dessert, yes. You're going to be deserted out here. For this dessert ship is actually a jail ship.
That was with one S.
Okay.
Yes! My revenge is complete now.
Am I the only one who ate both courses? Is that why I'm poisoned?
I honestly thought all of you ate both courses. Okay, raise your hands if you did not eat both courses.
I can't eat any courses.
Yeah. I can't raise my hands.
Also, when you said one of the courses was sex pills, I was like, I don't know.
Can't you just for once trust me?
It's hard to trust. You're still holding the sex gun that you said you didn't need anymore.
Yes. And now it's all fired up. It's veiny and ready to go.
Oh, boy.
I can't move my arms or legs.
I got you.
Sorry, AJ. Yes.
Ow.
Good Lord, I still haven't made love to it.
Wait, to me or the casserole?
The casserole.
I need to make love to that casserole so that my revenge can be complete. In the zinc system. In the zinc system. Starting again because I'm so excited. In the Zeke system, no revenge is complete until you've chucked a casserole.
Wait, so let me get this straight.
Yes.
Just a classic recap here.
Yes, I have time.
So you have lured us to, I don't want to be rude, but a really shitty dinner party.
Excuse me?
For someone who is following dinner party rules, yikes. Yeah, party foul.
You served us poison.
Yes.
And then you were going to take us onto a dessert ship.
Okay.
Were you going to desert us?
Yes.
Kind of like in a jail. I have been poisoned.
Yes, you're right.
And
AJ,
we were all going to be poisoned.
What did you do to AJ?
What didn't I do? I freed him from the bonds of regular food.
What?
I asked you at the beginning, does anybody have any allergies?
He did ask that.
Didn't I say that?
You did say that.
I did. And no, I just skipped right by. I said, does anybody have any allergies? This was the moment.
So I would say, poison?
Yes.
I'm allergic to poison?
If you're allergic to sex puffer fish, then say that.
Sex puffer fish?
Sex puffer fish. You squeeze a sex puffer fish into the consomme.
You don't have to go out of the way to say, like, poison is going to be bad for me.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of neurotoxin I'm allergic to.
Get in your cells and hand me that Pyrex dish.
All right. I will hand you the casserole, but I'll warn you again. My manual dexterity is not what it once was, so you may need to sort of...
Into the space vacuum!
Get back in the cataract! Get the cataract, quick! No, he's firing the sex gun! Run!
Dar, you're the only one who can understand the sex gun!
It's my time to shine.
Fire! Fire! I didn't want to do this to you! Dar, get out of the way! Dar, get out of the way!
Is it shooting? It's got a rhythm now. Yeah.
I will have my revenge in this life or the next.
Let's share a cigarillo.
You got it?
Wow. Okay, arms are working again.
AJ, how did you survive being poisoned?
Oh, I have, like, 3 livers.
What?
Yeah, I have 3 livers.
3?
Yeah, I'm a super soldier. I have 3 livers.
Yeah, pretty helpful.
Everyone's looking like it's weird, but not the weirdest thing that's happened tonight.
Listen.
Oh, sorry, I'm just still coming down from all that sexual energy I absorbed on IQQ's catamaran. It's...
Yeah, it's really hard not to hit on all of you right now.
Hey, Baji, how was your day? What did you do all day? I care about you.
Baji, we were attacked by a maniac with a sex gun. One of us was poisoned.
I was poisoned, Baji.
Yeah, whatever. I got brunch with Sandra, and let me tell you, yikes.
I'm sorry, I do not know who Sandra is.
Sandra's one of my closest friends. We go to brunch every Tuesday.
Bargie, was it how many courses did you have? Was it like a kind of normal flow?
It was like 3 courses, like general, you know, all the napkins.
Did you drink a little more than you?
I drank a little, you know how I do. Fun. Yeah. Anyway, I just got a letter, but I don't feel comfortable doing my own voice, so I'd rather do it in the voice of the person who sent it.
Oh, Sandra's voice?
No, IQQ.
Wait, we have a letter from IQQ?
Allow me to deliver it personally as I am on your ship again. That's right. Oh, you thought this was the Requiem, but let me tell you, the action's still going on.
That's not usually what happens. Normally, we get a call from Nermit, like, any time now.
Oh, no. No, let me tell you what's not going to happen. I'm going to stand by this airlock, and y'all are not going to shoot me out. Oh shit!
You know, that one I feel like you can't stand by that airlock.
That was a gimme. That was a real gimme.
Bargie, thank you for saving our lives again.
What?
Captain Dar, I have an incoming transmission from Nermit Bundle.
Okay. Hi, Nermit.
Ow.
Hi.
I'm seeing a lot of just like rare that you can see sexual energy in a ship. I can see it.
Thank you.
Oh, Archie's showing more than she normally is.
Yeah, she's showing a lot.
Wow.
I got poisoned. Oh. I don't know if anybody cares, but it was pretty dicey there for a few minutes.
That was pretty intense. Nermit, you missed a lot, especially since I called you and asked you for help and you were in the middle of a spreadsheet conversation.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you what happened.
No, I don't care, Nermit. I don't care. AJ got poisoned. C-53 got loaded up with sexual energy. Dar got shot countless times with his sex gun again.
And I had a brunch with Sandra, you know.
What? With Sandra?
Woof.
Nermit, I know we have to complete team building.
Sure.
But if we did trust falls right now, I could not handle it.
Actually, speaking of team building, I have sort of good news, bad news. I have a team. That's the good news.
Wait, what?
You, you
well,
have
I mean, obviously you guys, but like locally in the base.
You have a base team?
Yeah, it's just me and Dale's son.
Oh, that's the guy we shot and killed, right?
Wow, yeah, and just like that, all that sexual energy gone.
did he make all those cookies on your desk?
Yeah.
Mommy, can you leave my room about my dad?
He was,
oh, wow. Dale's son. Not a grown son. Dale's,
you guys should do
toddler.
The dark secret team building exercise.
I made you something, if you don't mind it. I made you cookies.
Thanks so much.
Nermit, hey, listen. Yeah. A good relationship, sexual otherwise, is all about trust. And Dale Jr. trusts you.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
What?
I just,
Oh, did you do something and you're afraid to admit it?
No, I have a...
Nermit!
Cookie allergy.
Nermit, team build. Admit your deepest, darkest secret.
Yeah, Nermit, do it.
I... M. Vermin Nundaloy. Sorry, I have a thing that just cues applause when I say
Vermin
Nundaloy.
Yeah, what was that noise?
Who?
That noise sounded sort of like unearned cheering and applause.
I think we killed IQQ, too.
Well, he left one more letter.
Oh, come on!
One more letter from IQQ?
Wait, Marcy, did he say this after we shot him into space?
Yeah, he's a fast rider.
Oh, so he's not dead.
Okay.
So he's not dead. Oh, yeah. It's embossed in everything.
He says it's the moral to the story.
The moral to the story.
The moral... where to begin in my letter... First of all, thank you so much for coming to my dinner.
That's good. Yeah, that's
good. Really
good. It's good
that's
etiquette.
That's the right thing to do.
Even though y'all brought the casserole from hell, I just want to say, from the bottom of my bottom, the major takeaway from today is you cannot kill an idea. Sex work power. Now, sex work power forever.
That sounds...
Now that's earned applause.
With you guys. This was amazing. Thank you again to Jordan Carlos for guesting on the show. Have a great night. Stay safe. We love you all. Thank you so much.
your favorite first. Don't let those other guys take what you want to fly. You gotta quench that thirst. If you're like me, you want a fast ride. You wanna go, 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 go. And that's why you, when you think of me, you sure you know, no, no, that I need a fast way to get there. Something I got deep inside. I'm not someone who can just sit around. I've got a long speed of ride. Got a long speed of ride hopping on my speed.
Hey, it's Allie again.
And Seth.
Thanks so much for listening to the live show. Whether you're here because of the block party or a longtime listener, we hope that visualizing a chilled soup made of sex pills was on your list of fun things to think about today.
Wow. And as we said, the block party is all about connecting listeners with awesome Max Fun shows you maybe haven't heard yet. So now we just want to shout out a few of our favorites, which you should check out.
Dr. Game Show is a sweet, bonkers, family-friendly show where Joe Firestone and Manolo Moreno play listener-submitted games.
Regardless of quality or coherence, is there how they describe the games that are submitted. I love that show. Fanti is this hilarious and smart celebration of pop culture that the hosts Travell Anderson and Jarrett Hill love, but also kind of hate, or at least have complicated feelings about. That's Fanti, like fan and anti put together.
Yeah, but who doesn't have complicated feelings about the things they love?
Exactly. That's why the show's good.
Judge John Hodgman, in which, you know, the Honorable John Hodgman presides over cases small and ridiculous.
Classic. And then there's the Beef and Dairy Network podcast, which claims to be the number one podcast for those involved in or just even interested in the production of beef animals and dairy herds. It's actually this hilariously dry British comedy show. We had the pleasure of meeting and working with its creator, Benjamin Partridge, on a different live show, and the list goes on and on. There's so many great shows.
Check out all the shows at MaximumFun.org.
And go to MaximumFun.org/blockparty for all the block party stuff you can participate in. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new episode, number 512, just for you.
But of course, if you're new to the show, if you listen to about 7 episodes a day, you should be all caught up in 2 weeks.
That's all you need to do. Have fun.
Bye.
I'm Lisa Hannawalt.
And I'm Emily Heller.
9 years ago, we started a podcast to try and learn something new every episode.
Things have gone a little off the rails since then. Tune in to hear about
low-stakes neighborhood drama,
gardening,
the sordid, nasty underbelly of the horse girl lifestyle,
hot sauce,
addiction to TV and sweaty takes on celebrity culture,
and the weirdest, grossest stuff you can find on Wikipedia.org.
We'll read all of it, no matter how gross. There's something for everyone on our podcast, Baby Geniuses,
hosted by us, two horny adult idiots.
Hang out with us as we try and fail to retain any knowledge at all.
Every other week on Maximum Fun. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we
don't know. A man was walking along a beach which represented his life. At his feet were two sets of footprints, his and God's. But looking back down the beach, the man could see that in the hardest parts of his life, there was only one set of footprints. So the man said to God, "Why is there only one set of footprints when times were hard? Where were you?" And God replied, "My precious child, I was in my car listening to the Beef and Dairy Network podcast." The Beef and Dairy Network podcast is a multi-award-winning comedy podcast, and you can find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned. Audience-supported.
All right, on the count of three, give your best...
Do the guitar riff, and then everyone will
Da, 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 da.
Oh, we'll do it, and then they'll do it. Okay, great. Okay, so get ready, okay? When you're ready. Da-da-da-da-da-da!
Corbett Horn!
One more time.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta turn it down.
Too much power!
When you're ready.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da! Fantastic.